Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The talk show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, November 21st, 2010, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. And during this evening's show, we will discuss travel etiquette. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Oh, just a little under the weather. My voice is not what it is normally, but I've been drinking my tea and lemon and honey, so hopefully we can, you all will be able to understand me today. I do apologize.
Well, no, that's okay. It is the season. But, yeah, you said, sounded like that you mentioned all the correct ingredients for the right concoction. So hopefully you'll certainly be back feeling 100% soon. Well, you know what? Denise, did you say something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I was about to tell our listening audience that it's been an absolutely beautiful day here in Atlanta. And I believe the temperature reached about 70 degrees. And we're kind of thinking, is this really the week of Thanksgiving? But I tell you what, we are certainly thankful for this beautiful weather. And, of course, according to the prediction of the latest forecast, that we should have at least a couple more days like this one. So are we thankful or what?
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely wonderful. Well, you guys, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And since it's a question, we need to provide an answer. And after all, we know that our audience is made up of listeners of all ages, and many of them are listening for the first time. So we'd like to give just a little bit of background and history of etiquette. And just etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And I know that it's certainly what I would like. What about you, Denise?
Definitely.
Absolutely. And the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that's what etiquette is. And, of course, if you don't remember all the details, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Okay? And before we get into our topic, I want to give you our contact information, you guys. Our call-in number is 347-324-3295, or if you would prefer to email us, and we've gotten several emails already, at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Once again, that is etiquetteladies@gmail.com, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Well, Denise, of course, you remember on last week's show we discussed etiquette and how it relates to both patients and healthcare providers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, wow, you guys out there, in case you missed the show, it was a great show. It was so very informative. And as a matter of fact, those of you that missed the show, you can actually go back and listen to that show because It has been archived. And since we received so much feedback regarding that show, then you guys already know that part two is on the way. So we will certainly keep you abreast of when that show is going to happen. It will be much sooner than later because we had quite a response, and people are still wanting to discuss that. So we certainly will be doing that. Well, once again, today's topic is travel etiquette. And what we did is we preempted our previously scheduled topic, which was shopping etiquette. And we're going to actually discuss shopping etiquette next week. But since this is the prime season for traveling, we certainly wanted to talk about travel etiquette. And, you know, this is typically the busiest travel week of the year. So we want to make sure that no one forgets to pack your manners when you travel. You may not hear that very often, but, you know, it's really, really important. I'm sure, Denise, that there are numerous people out there listening who have traveled either by train or plane or bus or automobile, whichever form of transportation, and I'm sure that they have interesting stories to tell. And you can certainly join us and let us know about those. And just a few questions. Just want to know, have you ever been on a flight, bus, or train ride when your neighbor refused to stop talking to you or disturbing you? Has that ever happened to you, Denise?
Oh, yes. And even not so much my neighbor, perhaps someone in back of me or in front that is so loud, they seem like they're right next to me.
Oh, now that's a twist on it as well. You know, and oftentimes, you guys, sometimes you just want to rest or just kind of cool out or relax. And you've got, you know, chatting Kathy, who just does not want to stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And how about, say, has the person sitting in the seat in front of you ever reclined their seat so far back that it spilled your food or left you absolutely no room to be comfortable? Has that ever happened to anyone? And that can be on a bus, that can be on a train, certainly on an airplane. So, just a few questions for you. Has a child ever sat behind you and kept kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking the back of your seat? Has that ever happened to anyone besides me?
Of course it has, and even in church.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's like, wow, will you please stop it? And, of course, I mean, we could go on and on. You know, have you ever been hit in the head by a passenger trying to either place his luggage up in the overhead bin or perhaps remove luggage from the overhead bin? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever gotten bopped in the head?
Or even your shoulder is slightly in the aisle, and as someone is coming down the aisle, they hit your shoulder, your arm, your hand, whatever may be on the arm of your seat, because they actually have too much luggage, a child in hand and perhaps another one behind.
Wow, and these are some things that make you go,
Okay.
And then make you go, yes, that has happened to me. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear how some of you how'd you deal with that? And if you're traveling, you know, some people prefer to travel by car, so Let me pose this question to you. Has anyone ever rode your tail when you were doing the speed limit, or you may even been driving a little bit over the speed limit, and you told yourself that obviously this person didn't learn that you should not tailgate unless you are at a sporting event? Okay. Or, you know, you may tell yourself that, okay, perhaps they forgot. Perhaps they forgot that it should always be at least a car length of space in front of you at all times. So, how interesting. But a lot of these things happen, and people just oftentimes just simply don't think about it. So if you guys are doing this kind of stuff out there, then we're going to call the etiquette police on you.
Y'all better watch out.
That is absolutely incredible. Let us know how you've handled that. Or did you have to call the etiquette police on somebody? Okay. Now, Denise, I know, right? Now, traveling by air has been a big deal here lately. It's really been at the forefront of the news lately because of the body scans and the pat downs and those types of things. And so, you guys, let us know what you think of this and if you've already been through this lately. You know, a lot of people are really giving the new TSA workers grief. They're giving them a rough time, but, you know, we have to remember that they're just doing their job. They're just simply doing what they were told. And you remember the saying that it said, don't shoot the messenger for simply delivering the message? So we have to be, you know, respectful of them. They didn't necessarily, these TSA workers, they did not make the rules. They are just simply trying to follow them. And it is just absolutely incredible. So I'm talking with someone a little earlier, and she was talking about the she just traveled lately, and she was talking about how intrusive the body scans were and just, you know, how detailed they are. And it was just, she said it was just not a good experience. And I've heard a lot of people say that it has just not been a great experience. So, you know, perhaps she will, she'll call in, or we'd love to hear from some of you that have been through that or whatever else travel pet peeves, even if you will. We're going to go ahead, Denise. Why don't we go and pick up one of our callers, extension 0398. Hello. Hello, extension 0398. Okay, perhaps they're listening. So, Denise, yeah, it's been all over the news. You've seen people actually going through these body scan machines on the news. And, of course, quite naturally, since that's going to be one of the things that's going to need to be, you know, you're going to have to go through if you're traveling by air, I suggest that you certainly go and give yourself a lot of time. You know, a lot of times if we're rushing, then we have less patience, we have less manners. So we want to give ourselves, you know, ample time. You know, people are saying it's an inconvenience, even though, you know, we know why they're doing it, and it's a safety measure or for safety precaution. So, you know, if you just have to do it, then you have to do it. So just go ahead, and since you'll know that in advance, just go preparing. And if you give yourself quite a bit of extra time, then, you know, after you're done, hopefully you'll still have a little time to just kind of recoup from that or rest and relax. And Denise, I know you've pulled some emails.
I do, and I have one concerning this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And, you know, you're talking about it is the TSA's job to do the body scans or the pat-downs. And, of course, I think a lot of people understand that, but mm-hmm. there have been some blogs online that I was looking at, and they were actually making comments about how it could affect their privacy. And
mm-hmm.
you know, and looking online at the scans, it shows quite a bit of your body. And, mm-hmm. you know, people were talking about even the pat-downs, that some of the people will touch you in places that, you know, you never thought. It used to be the mm-hmm. back of the hand, and now they're using the front of their hand. So it's a very intensive pat-down. But let me go mm-hmm. ahead and read this email. It says, "Dear ladies, I travel quite a bit back and forth, and I am on airplanes several times a week. I'm away from home from my family sometimes up to 3 weeks at a time. I do have a fear that the scans will emit some small, I guess it's form of radiation. So I opt to do the pat-downs. It is also a way somewhat humiliating to have someone touch you in places very few people have gone. What do you think? This is John Arnold, Phoenix City, Alabama." His
wow.
whole email was not quite easy to read, but it looks like he opts out to do the body scan, and he does the pat down, but to him it's still humiliating because the TSAs can also touch you pretty close to some of the places that other people perhaps have not, is what he's saying. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of humiliating to him to have them touch him in those type of places. And he's
sure.
No, what do you think?
Wow. Unfortunately, and I know that there was an option. There was an option they were looking at is either the scan or the pat down, and it seems like both of them are pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had someone from TSA that was supposed to call in and really kind of give us some details on this, but I know they said that they were supposed to get off, I think, at 7:30. So hopefully our TSA rep will be able to call in before we finish our show. But it just sounds, you know, pretty intrusive both ways.
It does.
And,
it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, again, like you said, it's for our safety. Remember last year, almost this time, actually, it was December the 25th,
mm-hmm.
when the gentleman came on board the plane with the bomb in his underwear?
Mm-hmm.
He aborted a plane, and that plane landed in Detroit. That's one of the reasons why they're changing to do the body scans and or pat downs more intense, because people are boarding planes with these devices that could actually destroy a whole plane or many, many people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important to keep in mind as you are flying that it is for your safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, Denise, and if we can, you know, somehow try not to take it so personal and to just keep remembering that it is, you know, a safety measure is actually
mm-hmm.
what you're doing. And it sounds as though, you know, some people, of course, say, you know, this is a little, and you, like you had mentioned, previously, the back of the hand was used, and now at the front. So that kind of takes it to a different area as well. So, but that's real interesting. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to look at it at this point is that it's used as a safety measure
mm-hmm.
now, and unfortunately, you know, it's gotten to this point after those two incidents. you know, of 9/11, and then, you know, last year on Christmas Day, then, golly, they're just trying to do what they feel is necessary to be able to protect everyone, and hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, this will work. And, of course, you know, they keep talking about different ways that they may be able to vary it.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one of the things they also talked about was that it they're not able to detect anything that is in a body cavity. So the scans don't scan that intensely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's still, you know, ways for them to get on planes and different other areas of travel to try and destroy people's lives. So we still have to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Donna, I have an email from someone, and while we're talking about travel and safety, this one is about road rage. And I know we've talked about that before on some of our other travel shows. And let me see which one it is. I have several here. Okay, I'm still finding it. I got so many here that I'm trying to find it. I read it earlier.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. And I know that you have talked about road rage, and that in itself can be very unsafe. Just your neighbor on the highway.
Certainly.
Okay, here it is. It says, "Dear Etiquette and HR Lady, what a wonderful show you had on last week. I know I should have a little more patience in my doctor's office, and I have vowed that I will do so. This conversation today has to do with road rage. Is there anything we can do about road rage? I have never been a part of any road rage, but I have certainly witnessed it several times on the highway. Once when someone cut a person off and the person moved into the other lane, the other person who would not actually let them in started yelling at them, actually came up beside their car and started yelling some more. I was behind them, did not know what to do, so I slowed down. Then the other time I saw a man tried to ease into the lane on the main highway, and this person would not let him in. He slowed down a bit. I guess he was fumbling in his car, but finally I saw a weapon come up. He drove up next to the person and started pointing the weapon in that person's face. So I definitely slowed down this time and waited until the person flew past the other person. Glad I'm very polite on the road. This comes from Sarah Johnson, Burbank, California."
Wow, Sarah. Oh my goodness, you've witnessed a couple. You know, too many, actually.
Yes.
And, wow. And you guys, even, you know, this is a travel, so we're talking, you know, planes, trains, automobiles, so on and so forth. And road rage is, it's just crazy. There's just no reason for it. And you definitely better, you know, pack your manners when you get in your car, just to go to work or go across town or any time that you get in your car to travel. And you have to, I know a lot of times, and this really, really irks me, is someone behind me, I'm sitting at a red light, and the light just turns green, and they're on their horn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, that is extremely rude. It's like, okay, can you give me enough time to take my foot off the brake and move my foot onto the accelerator?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you don't want, I don't like blowing at people or any of that because you don't know who's crazy. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. there are a lot of crazy people out there. And, you know, there are a whole bunch of them on the road, as Sarah just kind of explained to us of what she's actually seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's best to, if somebody's trying to get, you know, to merge onto the interstate, then what's wrong with slowing down a little bit and letting them go ahead and merge? That's common
mm-hmm.
courtesy. That's, we can't even call that an act of kindness. Okay, just common courtesy. And a lot of times, you know, people tend to act as though, you know, you're too in a hurry, you're too busy just to be courteous. You
mm-hmm.
know, come on. And Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that with us, because that will actually make us all kind of stop and think, you know, and you want to think before, you know, you drive up beside someone and you look at them crazy or something like that. And unfortunately, you know, this shouldn't be the case, but it is what it is. It really is. And so we have to be careful. It's better to try to be nice than to get shot or ran off the road or something like that. And these occurrences have taken place, and it's really unfortunate, you know, really sad. And, Sarah, we thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm sure, you know, if we were to ask, I'm sure that, you know, other people have these kind of stories that are absolutely all over the country. So if you guys remember, just simply, you know, use your magic words, just be courteous, mind your manners. And I'm pretty sure that if you do that, then there will be less occurrences like that. And Sarah, I'm so glad that you were able to write in and share that with us and certainly let us know that you weren't a party to that. And, you know, nothing happened to you. You were just simply a witness. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much for that. And we're going to take a quick break. Callers, we do see you. We're going to come just right back. Just a moment.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, guys, we are back. In case you're just joining us or just tuning in, we are discussing travel etiquette. Generally, Thanksgiving time is the peak travel time, and we're talking about planes, trains, automobiles. We've been talking about road range. I'm going to go ahead and bring on one of our callers, extension 1081. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
How are you?
Carly. I'm wonderful. I'm Carly, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Great.
And
hi, Carly.
I must say that it's probably a factor of maturity as well, because I have been guilty in the past of road rage. I truly have. So listening in has been an interesting, because I've been there where I have literally, I remember there was the turning point for me was one time where I felt I was using my car almost as a weapon itself, where I just was so incensed, you know, and I don't even remember why, or, you know, it was quite a number of years ago, but I remember, like, what are you doing? You know, it was almost, I had an out-of-body experience at that moment. But it was at that time that I truly turned the corner, and I never allow anything that happens to you know, allow that to get the better of me. I'm truly more in control. But I think there are lots of people out there who are not there yet, and so unfortunately, the rest of us have to almost accommodate for them, and you know, just keep on driving. Just keep on driving. But I've been there. I've been guilty. So I just wanted to confess.
Great. Well, you know, they say confession is good for the soul.
So I've been told.
And we thank you for that. And, you know, we, like you said, maturity, and that's a great angle to look at that, because, you know, if you're impatient or, you know, a little less mature, then, yeah, you might think, okay, why did he pull out in front of me? I'm going to chase him down. You know,
and, you know, the truth is, most times it has absolutely nothing to do with you. I think that's what I had to get used to as well, that the other person is really just trying to get in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
They're really just trying to get to where they're going. They're really not trying to upset you particularly. And they probably let it go as soon as they cut in front of you. And a lot of times you might carry it around for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Not very productive.
That's a great thought. And of course, you know, we never know what's going on in the minds of these people, what, you know, what kind of day they've had. You know, we just don't know. We just don't know. But my thing is, you know, just to kind of practice your common courtesies. It's, you know, someone is tailgating you, and to see if you can pull over instead of pulling up next to them and, you know, putting the finger up or pulling out a weapon like Sarah was saying earlier. It's just incredible, because it's just not worth it. It really isn't. It really isn't. So it's, and oftentimes on this show, we always talk about the golden rule of etiquette, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. So if we can kind of remember that and try to live by that, we'll have a lot, I think, fewer experiences with people, just kind of treating others the way you want to be treated. So very important. But certainly thank you so much for sharing that with us and confessing that, because, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that have gone through that. I'm sure that there are people listening that you've actually helped tonight. You've helped deliver some of these people tonight. You know, I'm sure they probably thought, wow, that's me. You know, I've done that too, and I need to stop. So that's great. I certainly do, you know, we appreciate. And you guys, with any comments, and feel free to, you know, call us up and confess. It's okay, because we know that, you know, we are all human and we make mistakes. And like she said, you know, that was at a time where she was not as mature as she is now. So that's great. And Denise, I know you have some other emails that you want. We're going to try, you guys, to get to as many as we possibly can. Okay.
Dear ladies, we have a lot of road work in my community. I see road changes every week. Sometimes it is so often I can't seem to keep up with which way to go. Recently, I traveled on I-20 in Atlanta, Georgia, and it took me 1 hour and 15 minutes to go to the next exit. What a waste of time. Had I known before I got on the interstate, I would have gone in another direction. I know that the Georgia DOT wants our roads safe, but they surely need to be considerate of our time. Just wanted to vent. This is Dorothy from Conyers, Georgia.
Wow. That's That's interesting, Dorothy, because, God, Atlanta has to be, I don't know, have they won the, you know, the award for the most
having the safest roads or road construction in the world.
Yeah. We know one industry that's pretty busy.
Absolutely.
Because there's always there's always a construction going on, but and I think that they have now, you know how they're the crawling signs that are posted. I think those help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes if you don't see it or it's not up quickly enough, or and I know they're usually pretty good for accidents and things of that stuff, that nature, and upcoming, because I've seen a lot of them with upcoming construction projects that are going to be coming up. So I've seen the warnings for that, but just when you get into that traffic, and you're talking about congestion, congestion also comes from what they call rubberneckers. And for
those who,
you know, may be listening to us in smaller towns, because we know we have listeners all over the country, rubberneckers are actually, they slow down to take a look and see if they can figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now that really irritates me, because you're in the snarl of traffic and you think, okay, it must be an accident or something going on. And then you're in this traffic for an extended period of time. And then by the time the traffic clears out, you see there was nothing but, you know, someone pulled over on the side of the road, or an officer that has pulled someone over. And as people are passing, they're trying to look to actually see what happened. And so those are called rubberneckers, people that are just being nosy, tying up traffic. So you guys, don't do that. And the same thing with accidents. A lot of people, they'd love to see if they can see the accident and what happened. And my thing is, I don't want to see. I mean, I'm glad, you know, I thank the Lord it's not me over there. I don't want to look. And a lot of times I notice that snarls traffic as well. So I do understand what she's saying about, you know, just being stuck in traffic. And she said, what, an hour and a half to get from one exit to... Well, I can feel you. What was her name?
Okay. Hold on. Dorothy from Conyers.
Dorothy, I certainly, I can feel your pain with that. And those of us that are living in larger cities, I'm sure that each person would have a testimony of being caught in traffic. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, sometimes we can even try to leave a little bit earlier and still, you know, many times to no avail. It's like, oh, look at this traffic. So I do understand. And I know that when there's construction going on, you know, they're just trying to do their job and repair the roads and so on and so forth. And so as far as the highway patrol with the construction, you know, you guys are doing a good job. And let me say something about this, too. You know, I just thought about this. We need to be very, very conscious when we are going through a construction area, because I don't know how many over the last 2 years there have been so many highway construction of people who have lost their lives or been critically injured because people don't slow down when they go through those areas. So can we please use common courtesies and know that, you know, these men are out there. And usually there's always a warning sign. They have their signs up. There's usually a caution light or something. So that is really important to make sure that we're very cautious when it comes to traveling through those areas. So we have to remember that, you know, there are certainly two different sides to the story. And we both, depending on what side we're on, we have to try to make sure that we do our part and use our common courtesy. Let me see if I can pick up a caller here. extension 0398. Hello? Hello? 0398, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to move on. Denise, I know we've been talking talking a little bit about road rage. Excuse me. That's part of traveling. Also, we've been talking about the body scans and air travel. I want to talk a little bit more about the air travel situation. You want to make sure that when you are traveling by plane, you want to arrive early at the airport. And we talked a little bit about this, so you just won't be stressed out from rushing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you already know, and if you're just tuning in, security is very tight at the airport. So you've got to allow yourself ample time to go through the security checks. You want to also make sure that your luggage has identification tags attached to them and that they're pretty securely packed. And you want to keep in mind that what you can and cannot have in your bag, you know, liquids and things of that nature. So you want to be real conscious of that. Also, you want to make sure that you keep your luggage in your possession at all times. And if you prefer to use the curbside check-in, you need to have your identification and your ticket confirmation handy. You just want to be prepared, I guess is the best, you know, way I can put it. And, of course, mm-hmm. by the time you've gotten through all of that, you've gotten through the traffic, you've gotten through, you know, security checks and things of that nature, you want to listen. Once you get to your gate, you want to make sure that you listen for your roll to be called. So you want to be pretty attentive. And, of course, most airlines, they board from the rear to the front. And so you want to keep that in mind. And, of course, your carry-on bag, if you're carrying on a bag, you want to make sure that it's, you know, small enough to be able to fit under your seat or in the overhead compartment. And you want to try to be extra careful that you don't hit anybody in the head with it when you're trying to put it up there or when you're trying to take it out. We talked about that a little earlier. Also, and Denise, you had also mentioned, too, that as you are walking up the aisle, it's making sure that you don't, you know, hit anyone, bump anybody's arm. And accidents do occur. And in case you do, you know, just simply say, excuse me. One of the magic words, just say, excuse me. And they will know that you didn't do it on purpose. And now when you're getting on the plane or when you're sitting down, and you can be on a plane or a train or a bus, you want to make sure if you have, like, really long legs or you need to get up and down pretty frequently, try to reserve an aisle seat. You want to try to do that so you won't inconvenience, you know, the people on to your right, okay? And if you're seated in an aisle seat, you want to make sure that you remember your common courtesies as far as making sure that you keep your feet out of the aisle way. You know, I've been on planes sometimes and people are just, they have their legs all in the aisle. And then if someone almost trips or accidentally steps on their feet, they are not looking real happy. And I'm thinking, okay, you might want to try to pull your legs out of the aisle way, you know, if you can. And as far as we had mentioned early on that, you know, has anyone ever reclined their seat back so far that it causes your drink to spill or, you know, your food to fly up or anything like that or just cause you to be uncomfortable? You want to really think about it when you sit down, especially if you're getting ready to recline or relax. Just basically, you know, turn around and ask that person, you know, is it okay if you pull your seat back? And just tell them to let you know if it's back too far. And usually if it's back too far, that means that they're not going to be comfortable or they're a little bit cramped more than usual. And if you do that, usually, you know, and if a person does that, usually if you say, you know, simply, if someone does that to you, I guess I should say, And you don't want to have to sit there and be uncomfortable because someone else has been inconsiderate. So you don't want to do that. What you want to do is just to simply, you know, tap that person lightly in front of you and just tell them, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but, you know, can you move your seat up a little bit because I am really uncomfortable. And, you know, most people will say, you know, I'm sorry, and they'll go ahead and make the adjustment. And usually, you know, they'll do a pretty quick shift. Now, you know, in the event that you may possibly, you know, run into someone who says, well, I'm tired or whatever, you know, and they're real nasty, you don't want to, you know, at that point, you don't want to debate with that person. You may just want to call one of the flight attendants and, you know, ask for their assistance with that, because you don't want to be in an argument. We talked about road rage. We don't want to have, you know, plane or bus or train rage or anything like that. And of course, if you need assistance, you want to press the call button. But listen, do not allow children to play with the call button. Okay, be very conscious of your smaller children. Do not let them, you know, in addition to pressing the call button over and over, play with the seat controls or anything like that, too, because they're not toys, and it's just generally not cute. It's going to irritate someone. So, as a matter of fact, you want to pack some items, enough items. You know how long the flight is. So pack some items that will be entertaining to your child. That is very, very important. You know, coloring books, notebooks, writing pads, things of that nature, puzzles. You know, only you know what will entertain your child. And it's usually nothing more irritating for a child to keep saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Have you ever traveled with kids, Denise? And, you know,
no, not very often, but I've heard it before.
Right. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we still have 5 hours. And then you're down to 4 hours and 45 minutes left to travel. Are we there yet? It's like, listen, no, we aren't. But let me give you something else to do. I know you're going to enjoy this book. So we want to make sure that we, you know, take things that are entertaining for our children. When you're going into these restrooms on the bus or plane or train or whatever, you want to make sure that, you know, you want to leave it. Hopefully when you go in it, it's pretty neat. And you want to kind of leave it that way. And you also don't want to try to avoid doing makeovers or shaving and all of that, because you don't know who else needs to come in to the restroom. So the best thing is just kind of go into the lavatory, do your business, and come out. So we don't want to be inconsiderate of somebody else or some child that may, you know, really need to use the restroom. I know we had talked also, Denise, about Chatty Cathy, that just really wants to talk and talk, and not just wants to talk, actually talks and talks and talks. So therefore, the best thing to do, if this is happening to you, don't be uncomfortable when you're traveling and allow them. Just, you know, nicely say, you know, I would love to talk to you. However, I think I want to try to get some rest. I need to try to read, you know, real quickly. So, and usually it'll be okay. And on the other side, Chatty Cathy, you know, if you're wanting to talk, ask the person next to you, you know, if you would like to, you know, do they feel like talking, I guess would be the best thing to say. So go ahead and do that. That's fine. But certainly, you guys, don't be inconvenient and still and be uncomfortable because you don't really want to say anything. And, of course, Denise, you know, on this show, we always say it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very, very, you know, conscious of that. So, you know, and because when you're traveling, whether you're traveling for business, if you're traveling for pleasure, usually you want to have a pretty good, you know, travel experience. You know, you want your trips to be pleasant. So if people will remember just some of those common courtesies, that, you know, certainly you will, you know, have most definitely a pleasant flight. And you guys will be right back.
Do you need repairs made around your home, but you hesitate to book a contractor because of a bad past experience? Well, worry no more. 7-Day Contractors will put your mind at ease. They install decks, hardwood floors, kitchen cabinets. They do plumbing, painting, roofing, electrical work, and more. They are licensed, bonded, insured, and all work is guaranteed. No project is too big or small. 7-Day Contractors can handle them all. To schedule your free estimate, call 678-663-6817. 678-663-6817. 7-Day Contractors.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Hey guys, if you're just joining us, we are talking about travel etiquette. We've talked about traveling by plane, train, automobiles. We've also talked about road rage, how to avoid road rage. We have also talked about the body scans and the pat downs and just making sure that you give yourself ample time to be able to go through all those security checks and things of that nature. We're going to, I know we have some more emails. We're going to try, though, to pull in another caller. Extension 4216. Extension 4216. Okay, they may be listening. Or you guys, make sure if you would like to offer up your comment. What is it, Denise? Is it they need to press 1, is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you guys remember to do that. Let's see if we can knock out Denise some more. At least may have time for a couple more emails.
Okay. This one is, Dear Etiquette Ladies, I am a senior citizen and I travel by bus on trips with other seniors. Sometimes it takes a long time to get to places, but I find that if you want to relax, that you bring books or magazines. And sometimes I read my Bible. What do you say to those folks who travel and complain about the long ride, the food, and their travel partners? Sometimes they talk about each other behind their backs. My senior years are supposed to be fun and relaxing. Tell me what to do. Thanks. Joanne Blind of Arizona.
Wow. Joanne.
Joanne is trying to have a good time.
Right. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, we've been talking about making sure that, you know, travel is pleasant. And you guys, she's a senior citizen, and she is trying to relax on vacation. Denise, you want to tackle that?
All I say is that I know the others are trying to have fun also, but in the meantime, for those long rides, it's just like what you said about children, small children, having things for them to do. And so with seniors, bring things that you like to do. I know my mom likes to work those word find puzzles, and they're very time-consuming sometimes. She also likes to read her Bible. Also, one of the ladies who helps take care of my mom is elderly, and she bought herself one of those e-readers where she can download books and read. She took a trip on the train about a month and a half ago, and she bought one of those and loved it. So those are some of the things that you can do. You can play tic-tac-toe with your partner or bring some cards along and play simple games. And even bring your iPod or an MP3 player and listen to some of your favorite music. I just think that in the golden years, yes, you can kind of do what you want to do because you pretty much earned it, but also you need to be mindful of others who need their quiet time when you're on a bus like that. So enjoy your trip. And thanks again to Joanne for writing in. I know that the seniors sometimes feel that they can say whatever and do whatever, but you still have to be mindful of others and, you know, what's going on in the environment.
That's right. And the, once again, the golden rule of etiquette is to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, or treat others the way you want to be treated. And you know, there's crocheting, there's knitting.
Oh, yeah.
There's just so many different things that you can do. And yes, and I thank you too, Joanne, for sharing that, because I'm sure that a lot of people can echo what you have just said is an issue. So, yes, you want to make sure that, you know, we're all trying to be considerate and polite. And I know, and Denise, I know you mentioned even with the little kids, the teenagers sometimes, too. I've been on trips where there are several, you know, teenagers that were traveling. They're just loud and just having a good old time. And it's the same thing. It's just so important that we have to be considerate. Oh, wow, you guys, we're just about out of time. We always want to certainly make sure that we try to get a chance to address all of our emails. I have one that is great.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, this email says, "Dear lady, my name is Clarice Johnson, and my family and I listen to your show every week. My husband and I have two girls and one boy under 12. We had a contest last week to see who could do the best act of kindness. My daughter, Samantha, who is 10, helped the lady in front of us to bag her groceries. My 8-year-old Sally helped her teacher put away all the crayon boxes. My son, who is 7, his name is Jonathan, held the door for some lady who were coming in the door. My husband paid for someone's gas, and I cooked for a family whose mom was in the hospital. We each talked about our acts of kindness and felt good about it. Thank you for reminding us each week to do it. Thanks for your show." Wow, we certainly do applaud you, Clarice, and your family. That is absolutely wonderful. And you guys certainly feel free to you know, when you're doing an act of kindness, feel free to do what she did and send us an email. We will be so happy to celebrate you. Well, gosh, we have talked about travel etiquette today. You guys, thanks again for supporting our show and listening. Everyone who called in, and I'm sorry if you were trying to get in and you could not. We want to say thank you to our loyal listeners and, of course, the new listeners that join us each week. Thanks for joining us, and we are excited to make you part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. And, of course, we all know that we're trying to make the world a polite place to live, and we realize that we'll be doing that probably one person at a time. And, of course, since this is the week of Thanksgiving, please use your magic words and say thank you a little more often this week. And who knows, if you do it once this week, doing it will turn into a month, and a month will turn into always being thankful. And just as a reminder of why it's important to say thank you, so use this week as a reminder, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Well, once again, please make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness this week. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful and blessed holiday, and we will speak with you again next week as we talk about shopping etiquette, because 'tis the season to shop. Good night, take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.